Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi is continuing today on this last day of Nisan in the ninth chapter of Psachim, Mishnah number six. It's been an amazing Nisan to be learning Psachim every day in Nisan, the Chodesh Aviv, the Chodesh of Pesach, Baruch Hashem. It's a very good schus. And now we're continuing Mishnah Vav, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Shemati Shetmorat Pesach Reva. Rabbi Yehoshua says, I heard that the exchange of a Pesach could be offered. Now, a tamura is when someone has a korban, he has a sacrificial offering, and he says, you know what, I want this other animal, the second animal, to be in place of it. Now, there's a pasuk in Vayikra, chapter 27, verse 10, that this is asur. You can't do this. But if he did this, v'hayahu utzmurato yekodesh, then both animals have a degree of sanctity. However, sometimes the tamura sanctity, the second animal, isn't quite, you know, sanctified enough to become an offering in its own right. So Yeshua says, I heard that a Tmura Pesach, an exchange, the second animal, could be brought. Then he adds, a Tmura Pesach ain't a kreva. And I also heard it can't be brought. Ain't li lefarish. And I can't explain a chiluk here, why sometimes it would and sometimes it wouldn't. Amar Rabbi Akiva, his Talmud Rabbi Akiva steps up on the Afarish. I can explain the difference. Ha Pesach shenimsa kodem shechita Pesach, a backup Pesach which is found before the shechita of the real Pesach. So what happened here was he lost the carbon Pesach. So Mary had a little lamb, but it got away before Pesach. So what did Mary do? She went and she got a replacement. So the first one went missing, and she went and bought a replacement Pesach, and that is something that's allowed to do. But then they found the original little lamb before they slaughtered the backup, the secondary one. So now the original little lamb was rejected. It's nidche, it's pushed off because they replaced it. So what's the din? The Mishnah says, yire, it goes out to pasture, ad shiyastoyev, until it gets a mum, a blemish that disqualifies it from being a korban, vayimacher, and then once it has a blemish, you can sell it. V'kach b'damav, but the money has sanctity, so you have to buy with that money shlamim, peace offerings. V'chen t'murto, and it's the same din by the t'mura. So if they made a t'mura, a replacement, you know, they said the second animal is going to be a carbon pesach in exchange for the first one. The first one wasn't even lost in this t'mura case, so then it would be the same din. If the t'mura was, you know, they're both available, the t'mura, the second animal, can't be brought. It doesn't have enough sanctity to be brought, so it has to go out and get a mum and be sold, and you bring shlamim with the money. But the animal itself, the t'mura itself, can't be offered. So Rabbi Akiva adds, Achar shechitat Pesach, so if they only find the original animal after they shechted the backup, Karav Shlamim, then the original wasn't really pushed aside because it wasn't available at the time, so we could actually offer it as a Shlamim. We've seen that the leftover carbon Pesach could become a Shlamim, and Pesach is actually sort of a specific kind of a Shlamim. And then Rabbi Akiva goes, V'chen Tmurato, it would be the same din by a Tmura. So the tmura is like a case of a lost carbon pesach, which was replaced. So too, if it was available after, it was never pushed aside, then it could become a shlamim. Now Mishnah Zayin, hamafrish nekeva lepischo. Somebody separates a female animal for his pesach, it has to be a male. O zachar ben shtei shanim, or a two-year-old male, after the first year. Now we know it has to be a little lamb or a little kid, either a sheep or a goat, in the first year of life. So he's tried to make this his Pesach, so it has a degree of sanctity, but it can't be offered. It's not qualified to be Pesach. So yire ochiestav, it has to go out to pasture until it gets a mum, vayamacher, and sell this animal, vayipludamad l'nedava. And the money for it goes to the Nedava Fund, which they're going to use to bring gift offerings on the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah concludes, hamafrish pischa v'met. Somebody got himself a carbon Pesach, but then Nebuch, the owner, passed away. Lo yiv'enu b'no acharav l'shem Pesach. His son can't use that same exact animal for his carbon Pesach. He can't inherit the carbon Pesach. El l'shem shlamim, but he can use it for a shlamim. Now the reason here is this animal that was a Pesach owned by one person, and the owner Nebuch passed away before Passover, so it became a Pesach that had no one manui, no one counted as part of the group. So if the person had multiple members on the Chabura, you know, counted to be for this to be their carbon Pesach, they could actually recycle, the other members of the group could recycle that carbon Pesach and use it. So it's the case where there was no one else in the group, and the only owner of this Pesach passed away. That's when it has to become a shlamim. It cannot be used for a Pesach. Good Chodesh, and be well.